in the middle of Tahrir Square right now, and it's much quieter than yesterday. More people are coming, actually. The battles that were taking place on the entrances to Tahrir yesterday, they stopped on most of the entrance and exits. Except by the museum, there's still occasionally, you know, an exchange of, you know, belting of rocks and stuff like that. So it's still going on by the museum, but much quieter than yesterday. People here feel kind of, there's an atmosphere of victory. They feel like they're against insurmountable odds to secure Tahrir Square yesterday. So the demonstrators are still present in large numbers. More people are coming in. The only problem is that outside Tahrir, there are still thugs dispersed throughout, you know, downtown. I've come out and come in a couple of times, and it was a bit dangerous. You know, some people would stop you, especially if you look like a demonstrator or if you're carrying food or medicine. I saw two girls on one of the entrances who were crying. They were carrying medical supplies, and they were stopped by some of the thugs and beaten up and had this taken away from them. So there's some of this happening, but the thugs don't seem to be present in numbers.
Have you seen the army trying to stop some of the violence?
I mean, yesterday or today? Because today. Much quieter. Well, today it's much quieter, but the army hasn't changed. The army's still doing the same thing it was doing yesterday. They're just there. Like, the tanks are between the people, between the two groups. They're not taking any active measures, you know. People are throwing rocks from above the tanks. Yesterday, when it was really, occasionally they would fire a few shots in the air and flare guns, and but nothing more than that. I mean, they're not arresting anyone. They're not shooting at anyone. But they're still present at most of the entrances. Some of the entrances don't have any army presence, so the people have taken the responsibility of just securing them. They put up metal sheets as barricades, and that's pretty much what's happening there.
Have you heard that the Prime Minister has apologised for the violence?
Have I heard that what?
The Prime Minister has apologised for the violence.
Yeah, I've heard. I mean, I've been here all day today and yesterday, but I'm trying to keep in touch with what's happening, with my family, and they told me on the phone a couple of hours ago that the Prime Minister spoke on television and apologised for the violence and promised to hold people accountable. Yeah.
What do you make of that?
I mean, I don't know what to make of it, because there's a lot of room, there's speculation about what's going on exactly, you know, between the presidency and the new cabinet. Some people, there are rumours that the Prime Minister was about to resign, that the debate between the Prime Minister, between Omar Salim and the Vice President, between the President, about how to handle this. But we don't know if these rumours have any, you know, we don't know how close they are to the truth. But we think the President is directly responsible for what happened yesterday. So, I mean, this apology, while it's, you know, it's a nice gesture, but the Prime Minister, if he really wants to show that he's on the side of the people, he must resign. Mubarak must be held accountable for this. No one here has anything that the President is directly responsible for that.
What do you think will happen next?
We're trying to get more people here. We're trying to get the critical mass that we had on Tuesday. And there's ongoing planning and mobilization for a huge protest again tomorrow after Friday prayers. People are calling it already. They've named it Gomaat al-Rahil, the Friday of Departure. So, I mean, there's a lot of hope. I don't know if we'll be able to get the same critical mass we had on Tuesday. We had millions on Tuesday, but hopefully we will. If we get that, still doesn't seem to be a solid plan of action, but I hear some people saying that, you know, we might march towards the presidential palace. I definitely hope that we do that. But at least we must, right now there's a lot of ongoing mobilization, and if we get a big group of people, I'm sure they'll be able to do something tomorrow. There's a lot of international pressure, there's a lot of pressure coming from everywhere, and we have to try to consolidate all of that and force the president out.
Okay, Karim, thanks very much.
You're welcome. Have a good